The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yes, we are at Porky's in Etna. Dollar off their smoked wings today. Those saved dollars go to benefit the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. We're raising money for them, collecting gift cards. You can make monetary donations over at 937thefan.com if you can't come out and see us today. It's our big December charity push. We've been on the road a lot over the last 2 weeks and will continue to be. In fact, Donnie and Starkey are going to be at Hampton Beer Outlet on Friday together. No pomp again on that show. Which
the pomp schedule is a fascinating
into a contention thing. For Bob.
Fan Wait, hotline, for Bob or
I mean,
for Joe?
For Joe, my bad. I don't think it is at all for Bob. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. All right, the Penguins got destroyed last night by the Avalanche 6-2. Started to make a game of it, then the Avalanche pulled away again and ended up beating them soundly, beating them like a drum. Boos inside the arena. And they did not sit well with Sidney Crosby. He came out and complained about it, really unprovoked, unsolicited after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 99% of the time I subscribe in life to, like, whatever Sid says goes. You know,
WWSCD.
Yes, what would Sid do or what would Sidney Crosby do? Remember those bands, What Would Jesus Do, that were big back
yeah.
in the day?
There, that was we came up as college students in the bands era. As far as Livestrong. Huge,
yeah, that's completely gone away. But anyways,
he was in the wrong here.
I disagree with Sid on this. I think the way the team has played this year, they get so frustrated watching the power play, especially when it's dysfunctional. Overall, the team has the worst point percentage of any team in the Metro Division. I don't think people had sky-high expectations, but they thought they would be better than this. And when they stink on home ice, yeah, fans aren't going to think about Stanley Cups won in 2016, 17, and 09. They're going to think about, what have you done for me lately? And the answer is not a lot. So, sorry, Sid. Like, you could say that these fans aren't being grateful or taking your success for granted, but hell, if I were in that arena last night, I probably would have booed too. Well, let's get Tyler Kennedy's thoughts. TK, your take on fans letting the Penguins hear it last night.
Well, I think they definitely have a right to boo or to do anything at the rink. You know, they pay good money to be in those seats. They have a right to show their emotion, to show their, you know, what they think should be happening on the ice. And when you guys talk about Sid, like, guys, Sid's done so much for this team, so much for this city. And I know he's like, what have you done for me lately? Yeah, that's here and there. But what has he done over his career in Pittsburgh? I think we're getting a little spoiled with having those three guys. And when you guys say that, like, you know, it kind of frustrates me because I'm like, guys, are you kidding me? You guys haven't seen the other NHL teams and what they have and what their captain's saying. Sid has always been a leader in the right way. And, yes, he's probably frustrated. And he has a right to be frustrated, right? Like, he's always been on a winner. I think he's trying his butt off. Things aren't going his way. And he does have a right to say, hey, guys, give us a little break. Give us a little breathing room. But, you know, on the fan standpoint – I think they've had such a great team for so long, they expect it, you know? So it's like there's like a happy medium between both of them. But, again, guys, we got to realize what Sidney Crosby means to the city, to that team. Like, he's everything.
Well, I don't think either of us are disputing that. It's just we would disagree with
him. I'm not saying boo Sid. I'm saying I have no problem
with
booing the team.
I have
no problem with booing the
team.
I know he's the captain of the team, but too bad. The team stinks.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear because it felt like it came off a different way. But
oh, no.
Yeah, you know what? I have no problem with fans showing their dislike with something that's going on. Guys, when you know, I've been there. I paid for tickets, this and that. Like, again, you pay good money. You should be allowed to show your emotion, your frustration. And just like the cheers when they score, when things aren't going their way, like you should be allowed to, hey, well, boo or do whatever.
TK, I think the reason, too, that people, like, I think there are people there that could live with just a frustrating, like, a 3-2 loss or whatever. They just lose. But it was a couple of things that I think people have had as hot-button issues for a while that really came to a head, which is another spotty performance from the goaltender where he's given up, I think, what, four goals on the first 20 shots or whatever it is. And then that power play, even Sid admitted after saying, like, hey, there are nights we probably deserve to be booed. I didn't think this is one of them. Even Sid admitted, though, our power play was not good last night. And so I think when fans have become accustomed to seeing this team be so good on the power play, so good offensively, and have seen great goaltending here carry them to cups, when those two things are the things going wrong, I think that's what sets people off more than, like, just run-of-the-mill bad play.
Yeah, and, you know, you hear Sullivan, he thought Jari should have played a lot better. And, you know, in
what do you make of him even saying that? What do you make of that kind of public comment there?
Well, again, like, he knows Jari. You know, he knows the goalie he has. Like, Jari hasn't played the best this year. Like, let's be honest. Like, he hasn't played very good at all. And we thought he was starting to come around. And, you know, to be a good goalie, you got to be consistent, you know, and do I think they're probably shopping him? Probably, but no one's probably picking up with the stats he has. He probably has to get a good run to at least get picked up or whatever, because when you look at the other guys, Alex is Alex, and Blomqvist down there, he's not ready to come up and get peppered here and there. You know, so they're kind of like stuck with them. And again, the last four games besides last night, I thought Jari's played on an upside. I thought he's played pretty well. He made some key stops, but last night it was an off night. And when you had a spotty pass this year, you know, things are, you know, people are going to get frustrated. People, you know, are going to doubt you right away. So, you know, yeah, it is interesting that Sully did say that, because usually Sully has all those guys back no matter what, you know, and not that he didn't have his back. He just, again, just like probably most of that team probably could have played a lot better last night, and they didn't.
Steelers are in Philly on Sunday, Tyler. Did you like going there and playing games, or did you hate dealing with those mutant fans?
Well, they definitely were mutant fans. Like, I hated Philly. I hated – so, like, when you go there, there's got the three stadiums real close together, but their fans are so nuts, especially when Sid's heyday. When we were backing the bus into, like, the building, their fans would line up. And I've never seen more, like, signs about Sidney Crosby ever, you know, with all the stuff, you know, you're a crybaby, this and that.
Oh,
dude.
And stuff, yeah.
Were there little kids getting in on the act? Because they raise them young
kids
there to be that way.
Kids doing the double bird.
Yeah. No, it was, like, everybody, everything. Like, again, I wish we could pull up a picture, but when you go on warm-ups, you couldn't even see outside the glass. That's how many posters were around the glass. And, like, it was crazy because when we played, you know, for my 6 years, we played in Philadelphia. They had a really good team, but they also had such a tough team. They had, like, you know, the Broad Street bully mentality still, and they had, like, Carcillo. They had a bunch of guys that were all tough, Hartnell. Like, they played that, you know, that pain-in-the-butt hockey, that tough hockey. And when you went into that rink, you knew you're getting into something. You knew you're like, hey, boys, we got to stick together here because this is going to be a tough, tough game. Kind of, you know, hopefully that's how they felt when they came to our building. But there was not a better feeling than I've ever – this has probably made my top five best feelings in hockey was when we beat Philadelphia in game – I think it was 6 or 7.
It was game 6 when Max got his face punched in.
Yes, and – It was a 1 o'clock game or a 3 o'clock game, and when we left that building, they have this, like, there's an open bar in the middle of those three stadiums, and it's called the Xfinity Bar. People are drinking like crazy. Our bus got pelted with, I bet you, 500 beer bottles. Just like ringing off everything. And our whole bus, I don't think there wasn't one person that wasn't smiling and grinning ear to ear, because we knew we just kicked their butt in their hometown. We're sending them packing, we're sending them golfing, and we're moving on. And that was like the best. That was like, again, you go through a lot of great ups and downs, but leaving there and seeing them that mad that they're throwing beer bottles off the bus, it was the best feeling I've ever had going into Philly and leaving Philly.
Crowley just texted in while you were answering that and said, was it all downhill from there? You know what, Adam?
Oh,
shut the hell up.
Oh.
He's afraid to have me on.
I know.
Does he not play hockey?
Does he know how to play hockey? No.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows how to
skate.
Well,
he should learn.
If he fell on the ice, I think his body would just break into a million pieces.
Yes. Like Mr.
Well,
Glass.
You know what? I would like – so I'm doing an adult – I'm doing my second annual Tyler Kenny Kegger Classic South Park.
Got to get him in there. Get him on a team. Get him as
like an ice level commentator, and just make sure a couple pucks get cleared over the glass.
We're dropping the mitt. Center ice. Let's go. Let's see what he has.
Not much, Tyler. Spoiler alert. You could fight with your left hand and just open palm slap, and I don't think he could take you.
He won't show up anyways. He wouldn't show up.
No, he will not.
See you, man. There you go, Tyler Kennedy.